and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
I am your host, Garth Nelson.
And I am Jen Barr.
Another host. Yes. You know how lately, like, politically correctly, you can't, like, say some things that you're supposed to say? I remember when I was dating a girl who was, she was an actress. She really took offense to being called an actress. Like, I'm an actor. We're all actors. There's no, you don't have to make it this way.
That sounds really annoying to deal with.
It did feel a little bit like, all right, I guess we can just call everybody actors. So then I started doing that here, just calling all actors here Hayu, and then people got really confused. They're like, oh, no, you've got Hayu and you've got Joyu. Even though the Hayu in Hayu doesn't really mean guy, does it?
No, and most of the people here that we're around are not really actors.
That's true.
I'm not sure who you were dating, but...
Oh.
If it's somebody who I know, then I don't think that person was really an actor anyway. But maybe it's someone that I didn't know.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, are they acting now?
Yeah. Directing, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I think it's mostly plays.
That was a really... Plays. Oh. But I thought you said lately.
Huh?
I thought you said lately. All the politically correct stuff. That wasn't so lately, right?
Well, you know, in a geological sense, it's fairly recent. Okay. somebody in the world thinks that 20 years ago is recent.
You're right. There's somebody who thinks so. I thought you were talking about people here.
Oh, no.
So I was very confused. Now I'm not so confused.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure there are many people here that we know that would say, I'm not an actress, I'm an actor. We are all actors. I think they would get laughed at if they said that.
Yes. Actually, I do think there are some people who might say that, but they would be laughed at. Yes. So that's us.
That's us.
Hosts, not actors. let's see what happened this recently. Since the last time we talked,
there was a leagues and tournament.
There was a league, yes. Some of us participated.
Yep, about half of us participated in this
about
round.
Just about half of us. Survey says about 50% participated in last week's.
Give or take. Maybe 52%.
Yes, with a margin of error of just about 0%. How did you do in league?
I did good. Pretty good.
It did seem like you are actually even a little bit closer to the border for moving up to C3.
Well, I'm still pretty far from the border, I think.
Well, all right. There are a lot of people between you and the border, but you're not like an insurmountable amount of points away from the border.
Any amount of points to the border is pretty much insurmountable for me. I've proven time and again.
Yes. Well, you never know. Something could happen. You could get a randomly big 40 points, and then blam, you'd be over the border.
That would be cool.
Unless the border
went up.
40
points. I got almost 40 this time. I got 30 something, right? 20 something? I don't know. I think I got 30 something. Maybe I got 20 something.
I think you're in good shape. You got plus 28.
Oh, 28. Oh, I only got 28. Oh, and I'm still that high. Wow, good for me.
Yeah, you're in 50th. The border for moving up is 7th. But the current score right now is 88.2. You're at 55.3. So you've got to do a little better than you did last time. But 35 points is certainly not.
I have to get positive every freaking game instead of a third place when I was in positive, and then the other guy just has to win every hand on his last deal. I don't understand why people have to do that to me.
I know. I don't understand why they have to do that to me either.
Nobody did that to you this week.
Unfair treatment that I receive at League.
Oh my god. Yes, you do receive very unfair treatment.
Okay. I admit that I'm a bit of a screw up.
I think
that aside. Do we have rules in this league or not? Because getting back to, recently
I wrote an article. You didn't read it, did you?
Maybe not yet. Is it on
it's already Xbox up on the site. Or after I asked you to read over it before it went up. You didn't?
Did you talk about rules and stuff?
No. Oh. I just gave a report of what happened to Mr. Horiuchi.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. In that situation, did you talk about shamisen?
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to look at the JPML website regarding the rules about shamisen?
Not regarding the rules, no, actually. I only translated things from the article, the report for the said it was in. I want to use the direct quote here. An unfair trick play? Is that, I think that's what they used?
That was the Japanese.
That was Fujiwara's report.
Uh-huh.
He said that. In a report on the 10 tier tournament.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that
an
was.
Unfair trick play.
In katakana.
In katakana.
Unfair no trick play.
In katakana? It wasn't even Japanese. It's in English. Okay, so you know, all right, I haven't searched for that expression in the rules, but I'm fairly certain that's not in the rules either. There is nothing in the rules regarding this sort of unfair trick play. And you would think when I looked over the rules are fairly detailed regarding a lot of things. I mean, they explain all the yaku, all the hand points. They explain how to start how to choose where you're sitting, how to choose which tile to flip over, which is the dora. Okay, that's stuff that every player should just know anyway. Like, why would you have to put that in the rules? Okay,
yeah,
like that's
for pros.
Yeah, for a pro player. I mean, I don't know. That seems like, okay, that's something that we all know. You don't have to put that in the rules. If you've got an offense which actually merits disqualifying somebody from the tournament and suspending them from the entire league for a year, you'd think there would be something about that in the rules. That's what I would have thought. And it's really, really hard to look at this any other way than, we don't like that guy. he's winning right now. We need to do something to prevent him from winning before he actually wins.
See, this is why I really wish that you were at League, because at the beginning, Fujiwara announced what happened. And he said that during the game, Horiuchi did shamisen and tricked Setokuma, who
really
discarded his winner. And when I heard that, the first thing I thought is, how is Setokuma really okay with everybody going around saying that he was tricked?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds embarrassing to me.
Besides the fact that he threw down his one of bams pretty forcefully, right?
Yeah, to me that looks like a shobu. That's like, I'm going for it. I know this is dangerous,
and
that's why
I'm
discarding it.
So then,
and is there anything even in the rules about slamming kyoda?
I'm not sure if there's actually our JPML is actually specifically sort of famous among pro mahjong players for being especially loud. That's a reputation.
I don't know.
That
well, the thing,
has.
Yeah, the thing for me is that I don't care if people I don't care if people slam their tiles every time, as long as it doesn't like knock down the wall.
Right.
And I don't care if people sigh to their heart's content. I don't care if they even say, "I'm not gonna win this hand."
Okay.
Like personally, okay. Whether it should be a rule or not, I don't. That's not what I'm saying right now. I don't care if people I'm playing with say that or not.
Right.
I would just not pay attention.
Right. you'd think that would be part of being a professional player, is being able to overlook a mind play that minor.
Yes.
But something that I feel like is pretty, well, beyond all the other hypocrisy that we keep blabbering about, there's only, you can't have it both ways. If what Horiuchi did was shamisen, and Setokuma threw that tile down so forcefully that obviously he didn't really think it was shamisen, then Horiuchi didn't really do shamisen. It certainly wasn't effective. Or Setokuma does know that tile is dangerous, and he's throwing it down anyway, But actually he's pretending that he knows it's dangerous, whereas actually he knows it's not. Which means that he is doing shamisen.
Yes.
So how can you call the one shamisen without calling the other shamisen?
You have to call both shamisen. Or both not shamisen.
Yeah. They're both shamisen or they're both not shamisen.
And I really feel like it's really unlikely with the way he discarded it that he, was tricked at all.
Yeah.
And it opens up the possibility that maybe he knew that he would be able to claim shamisen later if that one of Bams was won on. If Horiuchi won on that, he would be able to claim shamisen. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I really want to know who brought up the shamisen.
Yeah,
who said it?
You wonder
if Seto Kuma said it, then the way he discarded it makes me think that maybe he actually was trapping.
Uh-huh.
And in that case, that's worse than sighing, in my personal opinion. Yeah. I don't know if he did that. I don't know. I really don't know if he did that. I can't say that he did that. It just seems really unlikely that he thought that was a safe tile,
mm-hmm.
and that he thought that Horiuchi really folded.
Yeah. Is our Hoi really that easily tricked? Way to go, Phoenix.
And I just want to ask so many questions cynically and honestly.
Yeah.
The thing is,
you don't even have to really ask them that cynically, because I think once if they do actually answer honestly, they'll be trapped by their own answers. They can't possibly escape from this.
Yeah.
If they actually answer honestly. And so then, it's just, obviously, you have a much more minor incident with me missing League on Sunday.
Apparently. Not showing up is not as bad as sighing during a game that you showed up on time for.
Right. I haven't been disqualified. but I understood the penalty for not showing up to be minus 100 points. That's what I always understood the penalty to be. Did you not understand that to be the penalty? And if you do manage to get in touch with them beforehand to say, look, I'm going to have to miss League for some reason, so that they know that you're missing beforehand, then it's minus 50 points.
Generally.
So this is not an actual rule that's decided somewhere. This is something that they can just sort of arbitrarily decide at the moment.
I don't know, but I think it also depends on past offenses.
Is that written somewhere?
I don't think the 100 points is written anywhere even. I don't think any of the penalties are written anywhere. With Women's League, it used to be, because there's only 5 sessions during the year instead of 10,
mm-hmm.
If you had to miss for work or something, then it was only minus 25.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed for your own whatever personal reasons, then it was minus 50.
Uh-huh.
And now it's the same as normal league. It's minus 50 if you miss for work. And it uh-huh. just changed suddenly. You know, there was no notice or anything.
Uh-huh. It seems like rules get made up kind of as they go along. Like a couple of years ago, when I missed the first session of D1 after moving down to D1, I got actually bumped down an entire league, which I'd certainly never heard of that punishment for. I thought it was
when you didn't show up for the first one. That was. I think that not showing up for the first one is different than not showing up mid-season.
Is that written anywhere? I don't know,
but it was really clear from Fujiwara. I thought that he told you before in the last one. I remember hearing it before you were given the punishment.
You mean
that if you didn't show up for the first session, that you would move down a league.
You heard that before that day?
I don't remember if it was before that day, but it was before you were given the punishment.
I remember you saying that as the elevator was coming up right when the time would finish, if Garth isn't on this elevator, he is moving down a league. I remember you saying that he did say that at league. But I had certainly never heard of that kind of punishment.
Yeah, but that was a series of being, you're late at least every other time or didn't show up.
I know, and then I won league the time before that.
So though.
So it's hard to really feel motivated to get there on time.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, if you show up late, it's pretty unfair to the people you're playing with. It's pretty rude to the people you're playing with. If you just don't show up at all, they'll just play without you, so that's one thing. But if you show up late, it's pretty rude to the people you're playing with.
There are going to be announcements for a good 15 minutes.
Yeah, but we're talking
minutes.
About, like, you're showing up 30 or 40 minutes late. There's not announcements for 20 minutes.
Actually, the vast majority of the times that I've shown up late have been less than 15 minutes.
I know, but but that time when you didn't show up for the first session... Mm-hmm.
Well, I just didn't show up.
No, you showed up. You, like, came to the... You went at 2 or whatever
to
the other
one?
Well,
yeah, then they ended up sending
you
to
but, okay, 2 times before that, you were sleeping when League started.
Okay, so that's the worst one, when you had a call and I... Yes.
And that wasn't your first time being late that season, either. You were significantly late those 5 sessions, even compared to now. You were significantly later those times.
I understood that it would be... I thought I'd have this amount of penalty. And okay, if that's the rule, then okay, then there'll be this amount of penalty. If they're just going to randomly hand out penalties based on how pissed off they are at the moment, well then, I don't know. I don't really know what to expect.
I don't know. I think it's rude for you to come to League late, so you're not really going to get sympathy from me for getting penalties for being late that often. Like once in a while is one thing, but it's pretty much every time.
Well, okay, let's establish a rule for what's going on. I mean, if it's really that bad... Then
well, I thought the rule is if you're over an hour late, then just don't come.
Right. And I understood that to be minus 100 points.
But if you miss, at least in women's league, if you miss 2, then you're out. You're down. You're down to the next league and don't come back this season.
Huh. Well,
if you miss twice, and that was told to me at the beginning of the season too. That was told before, and then I actually got to miss 2 because I didn't put it in my calendar, but. But I wasn't late. I just had no plan to go at all.
I didn't really have that much of a plan to go. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think we really have rules in our league. And
I think they didn't have as many. Well, I mean, like, they get more and more people as well, so... They started out with a lot less people. In the past, like, 5-7 years, they've got a lot more people.
Uh-huh.
And I think they've got a lot more problems with that they didn't have to deal with before. So maybe, well, the league has been around for 30 years now. Mm. You know, the first 20 years, they didn't have to deal with anything because people just showed up on time. I imagine.
Huh.
So maybe we'll get more rules. I'm not sure. I'm not really happy with everything right now, either. But
I'm not really looking for sympathy so much as I'm just expecting. I don't know. For a group of people that tend to say, you know, it's always, you know, we've got rules. We don't do things by the rules. There seems to be a fairly large disregard for actual rules.
Yes.
And that's
there's a lot of who do we like and who do we not like.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, not to really badmouth our own organization too much, but I mean, you know, we know of another rule that was created, well, at least by rumor, there was another rule created specifically to keep one player out of Special League, the age limit on Special League, you know? It's like, come on. Are you serious? This is the way you run a professional organization?
Well, at least they made that rule from the beginning.
Yeah.
There was it wasn't something made partway through after somebody made it that they didn't want to. From the beginning they had that
rule.
They
did decide they really didn't like that guy. And wow, kudos to them for not finding more people they didn't like. Although I bet after Horiuchi did qualify for the Special League
and
move
won.
Up through it, they regretted not figuring out a way to keep him out of it.
He won. Well, they kept him out of League now.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go, guys. Figure it out. Solve that problem.
Oh, my God. You know what? There's lots of good things happening in Renmei right now. I got positive in League this weekend, and I had a really good time playing, too.
There you go.
And I'm enjoying Mahjong Fight Club. And our calendar came out. Our calendar for 2014, which you can purchase on Mahjong Mart, which will be back up again very soon. That's good news.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Sarukawa is only 15 points away from qualifying for the Ho'oi thing.
Wow. Maybe we could get a Ho'oi like Sarukawa. I wasn't quite sure how to finish that sentence.
That would be pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, it would be cool.
Oh, whoops. Whoops. I read that wrong. He is 50 points away. He's negative right now. He is not. He's not very. He's in sixth place, so he's only three spots away from the border. Except that, wow, this is it, the A League is really crazily split up. Sawazaki and Ito are way up at the top, and then Ito has 170 points, and then Shibata has 34 points in third place. It's going to be a pretty tight race for third place only. At the end of the year, next month, which
next
is
month,
the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year. End of the season?
Season? Yes.
So on
season.
A happy note, I've been making bit strips of Garth.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, this craze only came to us in the past couple weeks.
Well, yes.
And I know everyone else has been using it for, like, year.
Yeah, actually, everybody does seem to have been using it for quite some time.
And not using it anymore because they're just so over it. But it's really new and fun for me right now. And...
Huh. Really? Other people are over it already?
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Because girlfriend does seem to be pretty into it.
Well, we're all into it, so it doesn't matter. But the people, like, outside of Japan are probably over it, like, a year ago.
Wow. Look who is moving out of A1.
Who?
Mr. Maehara.
To B1?
He'll be moving down to A2.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of weird right now because A1, like four people did play out of order or something. Four people have actually finished playing for the year. But at the moment, he is currently... past the border, and nobody else is close to him. It would take a pretty big minus by some of these other players to catch up to him. Ouch.
Ouch.
So yes, I share something in common with, say, Mr. Maya. In my league performance this season.
Well, this was a very... the interesting podcast.
Yeah. If you happen to be in Tokyo, you are playing at Chombo every Friday this month?
Yep. I'm playing this Friday, next Friday, and the Friday after that.
That is in Sasazuka, near Shinjuku. If you would like to figure out how to get there, give us a massage, because it's not that hard to find.
Yeah, and that could be interpreted as message or massage. I would be really happy with massage,
yeah,
too.
Jim
would
probably love that. I probably have to limit myself to massages from my girlfriend. What else is going on? Well, if you want to contact us, I am Garthee on Twitter, GARTHEEE, and you are?
Mahjong Jen, MAHJONGJEN.
And we are emailable also. I am Garthee, GARTHE, at reachmahjong.com.
And I'm Jen, JENN, at reachmahjong.com. Our book, Reach Mahjong Study Guide, Without a Clever Name, is on sale. You can email us to get it until the Mahjong Mart website is back up. And it's $15. But we'll autograph it for you.
Yes.
And it's full color.
Color.
And it's mostly just, like, what would you discard, and Garth and I explaining what we would discard.
With
mostly.
Notes, with also the current pro that we had gotten there, who was playing the game, also discarded.
Yeah, but with no explanation for him or her.
But you do get to see a few different views on what to discard.
Yes.
And sometimes the same view.
And sometimes there's
reasons.
Space at the bottom, so you could write your own reason if you felt so inclined.
You could absolutely do that. You can actually, it's going to be your book, so you could write notes in it.
Yeah. You could even, there's pictures of us you could draw.
funny faces on.
Yeah, like mustaches and stuff.
Wow, this book had a lot more features than I realized it did.
Yeah, me too. The calendar's on sale. The swimsuit book picture thing is going to be on sale sometime this month. And I imagine you'll be able to get copies of those on Mahjong Mart as well, if you so desire. I am in it in a swimsuit, somehow. Yes. We love you.
Yes, thanks for listening, and tune in again next week when maybe I will have shown up to some event somewhere.
I'm North Kanto this weekend. Okay.
Yeah. Toodles.
See ya. Da, da, da.